Can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
But you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles, plus a free professional measure and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
14 games above 500 for the year. Out of the last 11 weeks, so we're going back 2.5 months of smell test picks, not one losing weekend. I've had 2 500 weekends, including last weekend, and 9 winning weekends. It's about as good of a roll as I think I've had. I've had bigger disparity win-loss totals because some of them were, 5-2-1 or 5-3 weekends or a 6-4 weekend, but I don't think I've had a run of 2.5 months without having a losing weekend. Yes, I do understand that when you go 500, you lose juice. I've wagered before, but I'm just talking about in terms of the overall record. Last week, had Chicago in that Thursday night game, dumped the Browns before kickoff. You got to follow me on X at Kevin Sheehan DC, especially with some of the picks I'm going to give out for this weekend. They could easily change, and I could pull them before kickoff. You'll see a lot of wild swings and point spreads when teams are eliminated or have a seed locked up. I mean, these are really tough games to bet because even when the game starts, it may change in terms of the incentive at halftime based on the score in another game. So follow me, please, on Twitter, on X, at Kevin Sheehan DC, and I'll pull a game. Can't pull it once it starts, but all of these games, by the way, are NFL games, none of the bowl games for this upcoming weekend. I had the under in the Ohio State-Oregon game to start the week off. That was a loser. I had the under in the Notre Dame-Georgia game. That was a winner. So 1-1 so far this week. So let's start with tomorrow, where Cincinnati, to keep their playoff hopes alive, has to win. Pittsburgh's playing for seeding. They're still playing potentially for a division. Baltimore, by the way, is the first game to go tomorrow. They are a 20-point favorite over Cleveland. Cleveland hasn't been this big of a dog in 50 years, according to my guy Ben Fox on Twitter. They were a 21.5-point favorite back in 1975 and lost by 21. I mean, even back then, the odds makers had a pretty good handle on everything. I don't like the Baltimore game one way or the other, but the world is on Cincinnati tomorrow. The public believes Cincinnati will win this game, win it easily. Pittsburgh's been struggling. Pittsburgh has something to play for because if they win, and even if they don't win the division, which they're probably not going to, they've got basically a situation in which they have a chance to go to Houston in the first round as a 5 seed. That makes a lot more sense, don't you think, than falling to potentially the 6 seed and having to go to Baltimore next weekend. So Pittsburgh's got a lot to play for, not to mention they got to get it together heading into the postseason. They've lost three games in a row. This is, to me, a no-brainer pick on pure sort of contrarian philosophy. Pittsburgh will be the most Cincinnati will be the most bet team of the final weekend of the NFL season. The line is up to 2.5 now, so I'm going to do what I've been doing for a while now, and I would encourage you to do it as well. I'm going to buy the half point and take Pittsburgh plus the 3. Yes, it was 1.5 yesterday. It was 2 late last night. It is 2.5 almost everywhere now. Gives me an opportunity here to buy the half point and take the Steelers plus the 3. Let's go to Sunday, where the NFC South comes down to, you know, two games at 1 o'clock. Tampa Bay playing New Orleans at home. Atlanta playing Carolina at home. Of course,
head to Safeway this week for these amazing deals for their members. USDA Choice Boneless Beef Tri-Tip Roast, Untrimmed Twin Pack, just $4.99 per pound. Signature Farms Boneless Skinless Chicken Breasts, Thighs or Wings, buy one get one free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. Progresso Soup, 18 to 19 ounce selected varieties, buy two get four free when you buy six. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Hi, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Nick's Menswear. We've helped over 20,000 wedding parties get suited up. And here's the deal. You don't need to rent a suit. For about the same price, you can own one that's perfectly tailored for you. Over 60% of our business comes from referrals because we make it so easy. Whether your groomsmen live nearby or out of state, we've got everything covered. Trust me, this is the easiest part of planning your wedding. Stop by Nick's Menswear and let us show you why we're the fastest growing suit company in the country. Nick's Menswear, your friend in style.
Get a head start on 2025 with CNBC's Big January, the hottest tech event, CES, from Las Vegas. The data, the numbers, the jobs report, and meet the future of biotech and pharma at JPM Healthcare. Check out the Amex Golf Tournament from California, Inauguration Day, and the meeting of world leaders in Davos. Plus, the first Fed decision of the year. Get ahead of the game. Listen to CNBC on the Odyssey app.
Atlanta could have controlled their own fate had they beaten Washington on Sunday night, but Raheem Morris had a lot to do with that not being a possibility. They got a win and hope that Tampa loses. Tampa's a 14-point favorite over the Saints. The Saints have nothing, man. You know, this is one of those where, you know, I've said many times before, you know, play more often than not the team that's got nothing to play for plus the points against the team that's got everything to play for. That wouldn't be a game, but Carolina-Atlanta would be. Carolina's been a tough team over the last 2 months. Assuming they're playing the majority of their starters, and Bryce Young is injured, but he was a full participant. Adam Thielen was injured, but he was a limited participant. That's one of these picks that could change before kickoff. Atlanta's an 8-point favorite right now. I'll take the Panthers plus the 8. They are a major anti-public side. Then we go to the 4:25 window, where the situation is this in the AFC. If Denver wins, they're in. They grab that last spot. If they lose, Miami wins, Miami's in. If they lose and Miami loses and Cincinnati wins on Saturday, Cincinnati's in. But Denver in a good spot to control their fate. They are 10.5-point favorites over the Chiefs, who are going to start Carson Wentz and play as few starters as possible. But guess what? Doesn't stop the public from saying, wait a minute, I get the Chiefs and I get 10.5. They're loading up on Kansas City. Kansas City has nothing to play for. This is opposite of the way I usually feel, but it's such a huge public dog. I'm going to take Denver by the half point and lay 10 in this one. And I think they rolled. One of the things you got to feel good about with Denver is their defense, man, against Carson Wentz. So there's that pick. Oh, I have one more that I just added during the break, because apparently one of the biggest totals being played is the over in the Tampa Bay New Orleans game. It's 43.5. The last time they played, the score was 51-27. Not to mention Tampa has scored 40 or more in their last two games. So there's a lot of action on over New Orleans Tampa Bay. I'll take under New Orleans Tampa Bay 43.5. So Steelers by 0.5 plus 3 tomorrow night. The Panthers plus 8 on Sunday against the Falcons. Tampa, New Orleans under 43.5, and Denver minus 10. Just again, like I did last week with the Browns, where I pulled it before kickoff. These things are really changeable in the final Sunday of the season. So give me a follow on X at Kevin Sheehan DC, and I will update everything on Sunday before the 1 o'clock games, and then Sunday again before the 4:25 games. I only have one Sunday late game. All right. And maybe even before tomorrow, Saturday game, although both teams have incentive to win that game. Cincinnati to stay alive, Pittsburgh to try to get to the point where, worst case, they're going to Houston rather than to Baltimore in the first weekend of the postseason. So the Steelers plus 3, Panthers plus 8, under Tampa, New Orleans 43.5, and Denver minus 10. When we come back, we'll do some Denton news, and we will have our predictions on the season finale in Dallas. Kevin Sheehan Show, the Team 980 and the Team980.com.